The 96th Tour de France ended in Paris yesterday, and not even the collapse of French President Nicolas Sarkozy while he was jogging could overshadow the spirit of that moment. Spanish cyclist Alberto Contador won the race for the second time, and American Lance Armstrong placed third, but in many eyes, that was a victory. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Once again, Lance Armstrong was on the winner's podium when the Tour de France ended Sunday in Paris. While he might not have stood on the top step this year, for many his accomplishment was greater given his age and the fact that he's been out of competition for so long. During the 3 weeks and more than 2,000 miles of grueling mountain climbs, baking heat, and withering time trials, Armstrong showed he's got what it takes to win. But he also showed he's got what it takes to lose. Eventually recognizing his teammate Alberto Contador as the better rider, Armstrong worked to support him. That and other gestures transformed him in the eyes of the public, says Gilles Simon, who writes for the French sports newspaper L'Équipe.
Et c'est aussi une réussite parce qu'il a réussi à séduire les Français.
He completely seduced the French public. He used to be considered arrogant, dominating, and not a sympathetic person. But this year, that all changed. He was relaxed, fun, he didn't take himself so seriously, and he lost. That made him human.
Massive crowds poured out onto Paris' most famous avenue, the Champs-Élysées, for the finish, including some Danish guys wearing Viking helmets and singing. Their song might be about Lance, but they're here to support Andy. That's rider Andy Schleck, who came in second and rides for the Danish team Saxo Bank. But their group is also here to have a good time, says Rasmus Olesen.
In the television, say in Denmark, people are watching. It's very popular, in fact. We've been following the tour for a week now. It's amazing.
For the first time in at least 4 years, the Tour de France ended without a single rider testing positive for doping. That may have been because of stricter methods and a new rule that allows blood samples to be kept and tested retroactively for up to 8 years. Armstrong announced that he will return to the tour again next year, and cycling fan President Sarkozy is doing fine and was released from the hospital this morning. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.